From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. With Democrats in control of Congress and a Republican in the White House, there's been a lot of talk about bipartisanship in the last couple of months. On Election Day, a majority of voters made one thing clear. They want change. Today, we start our series, Crossing the Divide, by asking whether change in government means compromise.
To help us understand what voters say they want in the way of compromise and whether they are likely to get it, NPR asked Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, to do some polling for us. It's part of our week-long series on this subject. Welcome, Andy. So
happy
glad
to be
you're
here
with us. Now, the first of these findings seem to be at odds. Americans are saying that the country is more divided, and at the same time, they want more compromise.
Yeah, well, they're tired of the polarization. I mean, 66% say this country is more politically divided than it was in the past.
So this poll looks at what voters see around them and what they want.
And they want more compromise. They certainly want more moderation. But at the same time, these desires are tempered by two things. They like politicians who stand their ground and say unpopular things. And they're also tempered by the fact that the American public is a little reluctant to have their leaders compromise on the issues that they feel most strongly about.
I want to get to the issues in just a minute. So if people want this compromise, does that mean that voters have a certain distaste for those political leaders who stake out positions at the far end of the spectrum, those diehard conservatives or dyed-in-the-wool liberals?
What we find is people say that they like least people who are straight Republican conservative, straight Democratic liberal. They want people who take a mix of positions. A majority say, 66% majority say they like politicians who have a mixture of liberal and conservative positions.
That's where it gets complicated, though, unless they're espousing a position that is near and dear to the voter.
So you have two conflicting forces, and I guess in the end it's going to depend upon how America's political leaders address this enigma and this conundrum in public opinion. Will they press for compromise for the sake of progress and making things happen, which will satisfy the voters, or will they stick to their positions and please voters with some of the strongest attitudes about issues?
So to the extent that people are looking for compromise, for more bipartisanship, what are the issues that they're talking about? Where are they actually looking for some progress?
Well, we saw majorities saying they're willing to compromise on the environment, on issues of taxes, and the issue of immigration. They're less likely to say they would favor compromise on Iraq by 51% to 45% margin. But the one issue that really stands out as no compromise is on abortion, where the margin was 72% to 25%. So on all of these issues that are the important issues, there's a bit of a divide when you get to specifics, even though in principle, the public supports the notion of compromise and certainly the notion of moderation.
Did you ask people in the poll, if you asked them if they were interested in compromise, did you ask, I guess, the opposite question? Would you prefer that people just duke it out, that they maintain their position, hold the ground, and fight to the death if necessary?
Well, yes. I mean, the people do not want contentious politicians. They somehow want politicians who are moderate, see compromise, but are willing to give a little bit of ground, but not so much ground that people feel that their own positions on these important issues are compromised themselves.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut, he's the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.